Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see all of you this morning again. Nice to be here. I had some thoughts that have helped me, and it's just, I think, pretty interesting too. Kind of, about making decisions and as a young person and how our minds work. So many times we hear, people that when they're young, they're think they know everything and fighting with their dad, and then as they get older, they finally say, oh wow, I see where he was coming from. I see why he did things the way he did, and so that's it. I'd heard, and I did a little research on it, and it's a common thing, a well-known thing, that that part of our mind is still developing, even like up to 25 years old, and it's that thing that part of our mind that helps us to make decisions based on the big picture, rather than what's just right in front of us and the short term happenings. And so yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. But also we can't just blame it on that. It's still us doing, still us making those decisions, and it's just a help to me and making decisions. And I got a couple verses here. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12 says, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." You need to try to act mature and not just, not just be ourselves all the time. It's actually something that we need to show. 1 Peter 5, verses 5, starting in verse 5 there. "You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." So it's a common thing. It's something that everybody deals with, but it's just a help. I think that knowing these things, just in making decisions, and of course, it's not going to completely take care of it. Help us, completely act like older men, even if we're still young. But it helps us to kind of, have that in the back of our minds, at least. So I guess that was about it. Have any prayer requests this morning? Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us again, and for your gifts and your faithfulness. Thank you for health and strength and plenty, and and everything that you supply. We want to pray for those who aren't feeling well, those that are sick. Brother Kamal, bless him and his strength and healing, and whoever else there is that's sick. We thank you for your healing and health in our lives, and we pray for those that can't be here and those that are here in spirit, and bless all of them, and we thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the lesson for next week, if you could come up with someone whose faith wavered, but God showed himself faithful, and what lesson we can learn from that.